I'm excited. I think enormous amounts have been achieved in a short time. Has caused quite a lot of traffic disruption. I'm also excited by the fact that we can now tell people the worst is over around here. It's starting to get back to normal, and you can see the traffic's flowing pretty freely. And we'll have a fantastic cycle facility that thousands of cyclists a day will use.
And what's the early feedback been over the last week when people have started to use it?
I've seen lots of stuff on social media. People, you know, really excited about using it, and there's a good buzz about this.
And it'll head as far as Ludgate Circus Stonecutter Street in spring next year. Originally, this was touted as a parallel route to the Thames Link rail line. Will it eventually reach King's Cross?
We're about to consult on the bit between Stonecutter Street and King's Cross. We'll see that in the next probably couple of months, I think. And that will be delivered during, well, it'll begin delivery during this mayoralty.
And there are two types of cycle route that you're delivering at the moment. There's the superhighways like this, and we're just a few metres away from the junction with one of your new quiet ways. For those who haven't been following the detail, what are the essential characteristics of each of those types of route?
Superhighways are largely protected routes on main roads. Not entirely. There are some bits on side streets. But largely routes like this that you see, quite engineered routes on main roads. The quiet ways are routes on back streets, and where they cross major roads, there'll need to be interventions there to help people. But mostly that it's a question of linking up and labelling routes we've already got. That route, that programme is apparently making less good progress than superhighways because of the roads are owned by the local authorities, not by us, and that inevitably makes things slower.
So when can we expect the Greenwich to Waterloo route to be fully up and running?
In February, I think. That's going to be the first. But frankly, there should be more than that by now, because they're much simpler to do. But it's just been much slower than with these, because we haven't got complete control over the roads.
And it's one of the main innovations on these cycle superhighways are the sort of bus stop islands. I know that some pedestrians feel quite uneasy about those. We've got the first one is now up and running in Blackfriars Road. What's your experience been in East London, where you've had similar interventions, and what's been learned from those for what's happening here?
We've had bus stop bypasses in London for maybe 15 years. There's quite a lot in Harrow, for instance. There's several in Surbiton, Kingston, places like that. They've always worked fine there. And as you say, we've had them on cycle superhighways in East London on Stratford High Street for 2 years now. And we haven't had a single problem. We did quite a lot of surveys of the first stretch of superhighway, bus stop bypasses, video surveys, and there was literally no problem, no conflict whatsoever.
And we hear a lot about the clamour for sort of Dutch-style infrastructure. In terms of the amount of road space you've given over, this is actually perhaps even more generous than some provision that you see.
I think it's going to be needed. I think you will see very large numbers of people using this facility when it's finished. As you know already, at least half of the vehicles on this road are bicycles. That amounts to thousands a day already, and once it's in, you'll see even more than that.
And how do you think different types of cyclists will coexist on these routes?
They're designed so that both the fast cyclists and the slower cyclists can use them. The reason they're wide is that they've got room for people to overtake in both directions. See that woman there. There's somebody, if some bloke in Lyca wants to come up behind her and overtake her, he can, without imperiling the cyclist coming the other way. They're 4 metres wide, these lanes, 2 metres in each direction, and that's because they are designed to provide for all sorts and kinds of cyclists.